message.
Peace of mind, that elusive, mystical state of being that everyone is chasing, like it's the last slice of pizza at a family gathering. You know, we talk about finding peace like it's something we misplaced. You know, like our car keys or that one sock that vanished in the laundry vortex. But spoiler alert, peace is not hiding in your junk drawer. Listen, I've looked for peace everywhere. I checked between the couch cushions, only found crumbs and my dignity from 2016. I wandered the aisle of home goods. Aisle 7 had a candle labeled Enter Zen, but I'm pretty sure it smelled like regret. I even considered ordering it on Amazon, but one day shipping does not apply to enlightenment, and Jeff Bezos gives money to Trump, so no. Here's the truth, my friends. Peace is not something that we find. It's something that we create. And lucky for you, I have 3 ways that you can start creating more peace in your life today. No scavenger hunt required. Number 1, stop arguing with strangers on the internet. Nothing steals your peace faster than getting into a full-blown keyboard war with Patriot1776 in the comments section. Listen, you're not going to change their mind. They're not going to change your mind. And the only thing that changes is your blood pressure. So take a deep breath, close the tab, and reclaim your sanity. Number 2, declutter your space. And your mind. You ever notice how your brain feels just as chaotic as your surroundings? If your desk looks like a tornado hit at Staples, or your kitchen counter is where mail goes to die, it's time to tidy up. Clear your space and clear your mind. Plus, if you've been meaning to sage your apartment, maybe start by just throwing out those expired condiments first. You know, baby steps. Number 3, say no without writing a 5-page essay. The art of saying no without guilt. If someone asks you to do something and your soul immediately sighs, that's a no. You don't have to write a dissertation explaining why. A simple, I can't, or that won't work for me. That's enough. Protect your peace like it's the last french fry. Because if you don't, someone else is gonna take it. So my friends, stop searching for peace like it's some lost treasure. It's not at Walmart, it's not under your bed, and it's definitely not in the comments section of Facebook. Peace is what we create, what we protect, and what we allow ourselves to have. Now, go forth and be unbothered.